Good morning to you. This is the voice of Pastor Ken Harger coming your way, and I want to start right out this morning by saying Happy Father's Day, and God's richest blessing be upon each dad this morning. As you tune me in this morning, I got to get this thing here right. As you tune me in, you tune me in by the way of WDLP building at 7 o'clock. That number is 93.1. We are streaming this broadcast by the way of WDLP.FM. You tune me in at Ionia, WION, 1430 AM, or 92.7 FM at 8 o'clock. And WION also is heard now on 100.3 FM in the Lowell and Ada area. You tune me in by the way of Greenville, WGLM 106.3 FM at 9 o'clock. And we are now streaming both of these broadcasts live by the way of the web. Others have tuned in by the way of internet radio at earsradio.com at 10 o'clock. I welcome you too as well. And those that are listening by way of my website is PastorKenHarger.com. You go to Messages from the Lighthouse, bring your mouse over to that Messages from the Lighthouse, and it'll show up Current Media. Click on Current Media. It takes you to the broadcast that I'm doing for today. Well, whatever way you tune me in, I'm so glad to have you be a part of our Father's Day message this morning. Our Father's Day message is going to be the power of the Heavenly Father is our example. And I'll deal with that in just a little bit, but I need to say thank you to those that take care of the financial part of our broadcast time. So a thank you to Gay London in memory and honor of her husband, Dave. She's from Greenville. Thank you to Marie Rivard in memory and honor of her husband, Fran, from Dayton, Tennessee. And to Gloria Spencer in memory and honor of her husband, Spence. That was his nickname. And she is from Orleans. And then to Doug and Noreen Lane family from the Sheridan area, to Bill and Judy Hammond family from the Belden area. I appreciate all those that take care of the financial support that is necessary for me to be on the broadcast programs each morning, each Saturday morning, Sunday morning. Oh, I'll get it right here. To Kay Ann Kingsinger for selecting the music for today. I always like to give an invitation to Shiloh Community Church. And this Sunday, I'll be speaking at Shiloh. Saturday evening, the services begin 6:30, Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, and then we have a contemporary service at 10:45. And in Greenville, the old Calvary Baptist Church on the corner of Grove and Luray Street, and that service starts at 11 o'clock. And give you an invitation to attend any one of those services that you might so desire. Well, as we come to the message this morning, I need to share with you that I'm over here to the Lighthouse, and it's this kind of a Wednesday morning about 7 o'clock that I decided to do the broadcast this week. I've been busy with funerals, so I've got to kind of change things around a little bit. But it's an overcast morning this morning, but we do have some fishermen out there, and I'm trusting that they're going to get some meat for their dinner table, so to speak, and it'll be a blessing and a good time for them. Well, as we think of Father's Day, this morning's message, I just want to share some things that's on my heart, some things that has benefited me as an individual. And so I like to share some of those thoughts, and it'll be just a little different message, but we'll be having God's word weaved within what I'm going to be sharing with you. So to get us started for that, we have a song that KN has picked out for us, and this song is talking about Daddy's hands. You know, I've heard this song many different times, especially at funerals when the daddy passes away. But, you know, it takes us back to a period of time when we realize, hey, you know, daddy's hands were pretty strong. So we'll listen to this song, and that'll kind of get our hearts prepared for this thing, for the idea of Father's Day, and we'll be able to move forward from there just as soon as I get this to click. Here we go. And I trust that God will bless you as you listen to this song. And dads, have a good day today. Happy Father's Day.
I remember Daddy's hands folded silently in prayer and reaching out. Story in the calluses and lines. Days of work and worry had left their mark behind. I remember Daddy's hands, how they held my mama tight and patted my back for something done right. There are things that I've forgotten that I loved about the man, but I'll always remember the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands. I remember Daddy's hands working till they bled, sacrificed unselfishly just to keep us all fed. If I could do things over, I'd live my life again and never take for granted the love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands. Daddy's hands were soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands.
Well, I trust you enjoyed that song. You know, folks, what I'm thinking of that song is those of you that have, your daddy has passed on and you don't have your daddy at this period of time. And so that song can help to remind us of Daddy's hands. You know, one time one of our children was sitting at the table and my dad had just been there for about a week or so, and he'd gone back home, and we was having supper, and one of my daughters said, "Boy, Dad," she says, "your hands are beginning to look like Grandpa's hands." Well, you know, as we get older, our hands change a little bit, but, you know, we need to realize that dads are very special people within the family unit, and I'll address that in just a few moments. But first, I want to pray again for the listening audience. You're the ones that I'm thinking of as I'm over here. Every now and then, different people tell me they're listening, so I kind of put a face in my mind of somebody's out there, got the radio turned on, and they're tuned me in, and I'm so glad for that. So all of those of you on the listening audience, I want to remember you in a moment of prayer. So let's bow together. Dear Father, once again we come to you. Another beautiful day, another time of being able to worship you, another Father's Day. I want to pray especially for those that their dad has passed on. I just pray that this would be a day of comfort for them as they think back on some of the times that they shared together with their loved one. And I pray, Father, that you would just be pleased to comfort them. Others, Father, as families gather together today, I want to pray for the listening audience's family. Maybe there's some families that's got a little bit of friction going on, and so things aren't so smooth. And so this kind of makes it difficult because there's been some broken relationships. So I pray especially for them this morning. I pray for those that the family is doing really well. They seem to be getting along well with one another. And I pray, Father, as the family gathers together and they celebrate Father's Day, that today would be a very special day. Would you encourage each of the listening audience in whatever they need? I especially pray for the older ones. Give them a special touch of your love and care today as we share our message. I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. Well, Father's Day. I'm glad to have a day for Father's Day. I'm glad to have a day for Mother's Day. I'm glad there's certain days that we can celebrate, you know. I was thinking the other day, we don't do enough celebrating. We need to be people of celebration. We got many, many things to celebrate in our life. And one of the things that my thought is in the message today is to draw our attention to the Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father and what he wants to do for each one of us and through each one of us. And you know, I have the privilege this morning to deliver this same message to Shiloh Church and at the Shiloh campus. And I'm very honored to do that as we get on our search for a new lead pastor. Our senior pastor, Shane Pruitt, has left for Ohio, and so we'll be searching for a new one. I believe the role of fatherhood is a powerful role when we think of being a father to a son or to a daughter. But the big problem is that when our children are born, they do not come with a manual that tells us how to raise the child. Someone might say you as a man probably would never read the manual anyway. And that's probably true. I've had times when I didn't read the manual and then things are not going together right, or maybe there's some parts left over. So then I go back and read the manual and see how to do it. But you know what? Our children didn't come with a manual. What I'm thinking of for this week is what I did what happened in my life when I was 18. I found out at 18 that my father that I thought was my biological father was really not my biological father. He was my stepdad. Another man got a hold of me and wanted to know if I wanted to get to know him, and he said he was my biological father. I have to decide if I want to get to know this man. He wrote me a letter that I received when I was 18 wanting to know if I would like to get to know him. Long story short, I did get to know him, and I'm glad that I did. But now I had two men in my life as father figures. I just became a Christian at 18. I was so confused about this father relationship because my stepdad had not treated me very good. And I was just getting to know, just hearing about my biological father. Now I have to decide, do I really want to know him? And, you know, I was just a young Christian, but I was so glad that God led me down this path. What I want us to think about this morning is this realization of getting to discover our Heavenly Father. Because I was kind of confused, I decided that I would take my Bible concordance. At that time, I just had one of the small books. Later on, I bought a big concordance. And I look up the verses in the Bible that were talking about our Heavenly Father. Of course, you know where I started because it was one of the most prominent verses there was as far as getting started to know this Heavenly Father. I wanted to share with you this week on my message time together the power of the Heavenly Father so we can get a hold of some of the things that is so much better than we need to know. I want to start with the idea Jesus one day was with his disciples, and his disciples came to him and they said, Jesus, they said, would you teach us to pray like John taught his disciples to pray? And Jesus gave them a little bit of instruction that praying wasn't about how the words we used and so on, but he gave them a little prayer. And this is the way he started out the prayer. When you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed or holy would be your name. I love that. Our Father in heaven. We have a heavenly Father that really cares for us. And Jesus, the Son of God, he talked many times to the Father. And now he's teaching the disciples, when you pray, pray our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father. And he says, you know, when you pray this prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is heaven. I'm not thinking so much of just teaching you about the Lord's Prayer, but I want us to understand that he's telling us we have a Father in heaven who really loves us, who really cares for us. And when you go to him, remember he's a holy Father. Hallowed would be your name. And we need to realize that he has an understanding that he has going on in heaven. And he would like to see that same kind of understanding going on planet Earth. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. So that's where we're going to start. We have a Heavenly Father. And you know, that's one of the first verses that I looked up about this Heavenly Father. And now I know that we have, and we can say, our Father which is in heaven. And we can reach out to him. And what I wanted to do this morning as I share this message with you is that journey that I was on, getting to know the power of the Heavenly Father, I was doing it as an example to what a father really was like. Because I was really confused when I realized that what way I was treated by my stepdad, stepfather, was not the way God intended fathers to be. You know, I realized that when my stepdad left when I was 15 and I had to quit high school, that wasn't the plan that the Heavenly Father had. There were some things about this Heavenly Father that I needed to learn because it didn't come from my earthly father. Follow me? It didn't come from my earthly father. In those days, it was quite often said, God's your Heavenly Father, and he's like your father. Man, if you said that to me at that period of time when I was 17, 18, I'd be wondering, I don't know if I want to get to know God. But you know what? I found out that the Heavenly Father, it is not that our earthly fathers are an example of our Heavenly Father. They should be. And we should learn some things as we go through this morning to help us to be that way. But our Heavenly Father is an example for our earthly father. So those of you that are dads, what I'm sharing with you this morning is the idea of some of the things we find in the Lord Jesus' Heavenly Father and our Heavenly Father is the way that we should be as a dad. Now listen to what he says. This is one of the verses. I don't know what order they came in because I never kept that study that I did. But in James 1, 17 and 18, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above, who made the sun and the moon and the stars. The Father above doesn't change like the shifting shadows produced by the sun and the moon. God decided to give us life through the word of truth to make us his most important creature, part of creation. And I just like adding this statement to that because it's something that I've done in my own life. Of all of God's creation, we as his children by faith are his most prized possession. May I say that again? Of all of God's creation, we as God's children by faith in Jesus, we are his most prized possession. God gives the biggest attention to the people, not to the sun, the moon, the stars, the birdies, and all those things. We're going to learn that God does take care of them, our Heavenly Father does. In Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he enlarged on this idea about God's concern, the Heavenly Father's concern for creation. Listen to what Jesus said. Therefore I say unto you, do not worry about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you put on it. Is not life more than food and body more than clothing? Isn't life bigger than this, he's saying? Look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Now listen, these birds he's talking about, let your heavenly Father feed them. Your heavenly Father takes care of the birds. And he said, I want you to realize that's a lesson to you about quit worrying about all these material things. He goes on a little further and says, are you not more valuable than they? Which of you by worrying can add even a tiny little bit to your stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Now listen, consider the lilies of the valley, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say unto you, even Solomon in all of his glory, he was one of the best dressed men there ever was, he says, was not arrayed like one of these beautiful flowers. But listen to what he says about the flowers and the grass. If God so clothed the grass in the field, which is here today, and tomorrow it's burned up in the oven of the sun, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Matthew chapter 6, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, verses 25 through 30. He's trying to teach us something, folks. And what he's trying to teach us, he does in word pictures. And the word pictures are to help us have some confidence in this great and mighty God. I love the pictures. He cares for his creation. He cares for the birds of the air. They don't do anything to plan for themselves. And yet the Heavenly Father feeds them. I know some of you that's listening to the radio broadcast today, I'm sure you help the Father out with feeding the birds. I know my mother-in-law, she just used to love to feed the birds. I don't know what happened when she passed away and that bird feeder was gone. Well, I don't happen to those birds, but I do know this. The Heavenly Father took care of them. But he used my mother-in-law to help take care of them. And you know what she got out of that? She got the joy of watching those birds out her window. You know, when you help God do something, it always brings enjoyment to your life. And God wants us to get a hold of that picture. He reminds us of the value of the birds, and yet at the same time, he tells you, and he tells me, you're more valuable than the birds. You see, folks, what I got out of this from my Heavenly Father is something that my earthly father had never done. He was my stepdad. But you know what? He didn't ever tell me that he would care about me or be concerned. More than often, when I worked with him, if I didn't do it right, he'd smack me side of the face. And you know something? This Heavenly Father says, I take care of the birds of the air. I take care of the flowers. They're beautiful. And Solomon in all of his beauty never was dressed like the earth is by my flowers. He's saying to you, and he's saying to me, which my stepdad never said to me, you're more valuable. I heard more like this, you're never going to amount to anything, or you're stupid. You and I need to know that God is reminding us. I like this little verse. It says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet not one of them will fall to the ground, but without your Father's knowing it. Your Father cares for them. And then he says this again, aren't you much more valuable than the birds? I want to speak just a moment to those of you that maybe your dad never had any support for you. He never complimented you. It's not a good way to live. Now, I've seen it done overboard to, you know, compliment so much that the child thinks he's a perfect individual, so to speak, and that's not good neither. There's a balance in between the two. But God is reminding us, our Heavenly Father has placed a tremendous value upon you as an individual. And if your earthly father did not do that, you need to do as I did to my stepdad. We need to forgive him. He didn't know what he was doing. And we need to move forward. And to do that, what helped me the most was to get in my mind this thought. I'll try to mention it a few more times this morning before I'm done. Everything that I did not receive from my earthly father, I have received from my heavenly father. When I was a child growing up with no idea that the man who I thought was my father was really my stepdad, he came across to me as a very powerful person that I did not dare ask for anything. When I became a Christian, one of the things I found out in my study about my heavenly father was, as I searched the Bible, he was one that really cared for me. And I got to go back to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. You know, Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, he touched the things that he knew needed to be addressed. And so this is what he said. Ask, and shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened unto you. Got to take just a pause moment. This was talking about prayer. The disciples had asked Jesus to teach him how to pray. And now what Jesus is saying, prayer can be decided this way. Prayer can be explained this way. It's you asking. It's you seeking. And it's you knocking. But you know, what he's saying there, I don't understand the Greek language, but what was in the Greek language was the idea, when you ask God for something, keep on asking. It isn't just ask, well, I asked God for that once, you know. He's saying, ask God and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking until you find. Knock and keep on knocking until it's opened unto you. That's what God wanted them to know. Or which one of you, if his son were asked him for bread, you would give him a stone? Or if he asked you for a fish, you would give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? I want to address that in just a few moments. But first, I want us to take a little pause and listen to a song that picks up on this idea of what Jesus said. I want you to think about the flowers, the beauty of the flowers. I want to think about the fact, you to think about the fact that those flowers bring about the blessing of God's care and concern upon your life. Every beautiful flower is a reminder that God cares for you. His Heavenly Father loves you. I'll be right back in just a moment.
Consider lilies. They don't toil nor spin, but there is not a king with more splendor than the But he's fed by the master who watches him grow. We have a heavenly Father. this dear friend of mine who hangs out the stars and tells that big old sun just when to shine.
That song for the reason of, you know, when one of the phrases, we have a Heavenly Father. We have a Heavenly Father that really cares for you. He shows that because, as he explains, he takes care of the birds and the flowers. But the main thing I want you to get out of that song was the idea that all she was trying to do was introduce us to this Heavenly Father. And when I read those verses and came across that, which one of you, if your son were asked of you bread, would you give him a stone? Or if he asked for you fish, would you give him a serpent? A serpent. At that stage of my Christian experience, I did not know that Jesus was talking about praying. When he said, ask and you'll be given, seek and you shall find. But what I noticed was, if your son asks you for bread, or if your son asks you for a fish, as you're asking your dad for this, would he give a gift? Would he give a stone or a serpent? Then, because I felt my father did not like me, the next words really jumped out at me. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. You know, when I thought back, my father never gave us a gift. He never gave us something special. Then all of a sudden I remembered, oh yes, he did. One summer I worked for him, worked with him all summer. He charged a little money for me, you know, for my work that I was doing. And at the end of the summer, he bought a bicycle. And he gave it to me, but he said the whole family had to share it. It was a gift to me for working the summer. But it had to be something for the family to share. And there's nothing wrong with that in my thinking. But what I want you to see, he said, if you as a father, talking to you, Dad, this morning, you know how to give good gifts to your children. And sometimes dads really do load up kids with good gifts. He says, now listen, if you know how to give good gifts to your kids, the next words changed my life. How much more Well, your Father, your Heavenly Father, who lives in heaven, give good things to those who ask Him. How much more is this Heavenly Father concerned for you than your earthly father? All of a sudden, I was getting a picture of what I had missed in my childhood days. But now, because I've accepted Jesus as my Savior, I have a Heavenly Father, and He wants to give good gifts to me. You know what? He wants to do it much better, much more than my Heavenly Father, my earthly father ever did. All of a sudden, I was getting a picture of what the earthly father is like. And it wasn't a picture that said to me, I have the right to condemn my earthly father, but it was teaching me that I one day may be a father, and I should learn how to be like the Heavenly Father. And that's my main purpose this morning, is to teach us that our dads to be as much as we can like our Heavenly Father. I think it's good, dads, to give good gifts. But I think it's good also to teach your children that your Heavenly Father has given good gifts to you. Much, much more from Him than your earthly father. With that thought in mind, let me move on to something that I found as I continue to study and seek to learn in my journey about this Heavenly Father. Both father figures passed away when I was in my 40s. I was not ready to be done with a father figure in my life, so I'd pick most of the time from the congregation at Shiloh. I'd pick some man that was 18, 20 years older than me, and I'd let him be my father figure for my life. Sometimes I would tell them that I picked them to be my father figure, and sometimes I would keep it to myself. You know what I was looking for in the father figure? Was some of the characteristics that I was finding about my Heavenly Father. I've been learning these things about my Heavenly Father. Now I wanted to see it work out in a man. And when I found somebody that it worked out in, then that would be my father figure. Sometimes a little boy in me, there's a song that I came across. We used to have the gospel men come and sing, and sometimes they would sing this song. I won't sing it for you. You turn the radio off. I just want to say it to you. Sometimes a little boy in me wants to climb up on my father's knee. When the world outside gets so big for me, when the fear's too much for me to hide, and my fondest dreams have almost died, he always understands me when I say, "Hold me. Hold me, I'm so afraid of the storms. Hold me, I'll be safe in my father's arms." Now that I'm old, grown old, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't mean that I'm brave and bold, but oh, I want so much to serve you, so I'll follow if you lead the way. If I know you're not too far away, just close to hear me say, "Hold me, hold me. I'm so afraid of the storms that hold me. You hold me and I'll be safe in my father's arms." I think that's so important. You know what I found? The father became the comforter. I never received that from my earthly father. All of a sudden, my heavenly father's coming alive to me. All of a sudden, I'm finding what I've already said, that everything that my earthly father did not provide, my heavenly father provided, and even much more than I expected. I love a verse that's in the book of 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. "Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort others in their time of trouble with the same comfort that we have received from God." I realized that God was now my comforter. And you know something else I realized from that? And I didn't learn it from my earthly parents. I learned it from my Heavenly Father. that he comforts me. And now when I go visit the sick, when I visit the dying, when I speak at a funeral, I can comfort others with the same comfort that God has given to me. You know, there's a one translation in the, it's a paraphrase in the Living Bible, and it says it this way: in our time of trouble, God comes and stands alongside of us. That's the best thing you can do, Dad, with your children, to show the work of the Heavenly Father in your life, is when they're going through a troubled time, you come and stand right alongside of them and support them. And then what he's saying, when the Father does that to us and for us, when we see somebody going through a time of trouble, that child of yours will reach out and try to stand alongside of them and be a source of comfort. I can't tell you what that means to me to know my Heavenly Father has comforted me in my relationship with him of those things that I did not receive from my earthly fathers. So what I get to do then is, as I minister for him, he ministers through my life, I can share the comfort that he's been to me. And you know what I found out? It's true. As I share that comfort that God has meant to me, God comforts others. That's a beautiful thing. That's a necessary thing to get a hold of and to learn that that's a part of what God wants you to do. I think we need to understand on this Father's Day, we need to think of our Heavenly Father as an example for us, for what we need. You know, from those other fathers that I picked to be my father at that time, when my father figures was gone, I told you when I spoke about that, I'd pick somebody, you know, 18, 20 years older than me to be my father figure. You know, that worked out in the 50s and the 60s. Now that I'm 84, I got to tell you, it don't work out too good, folks. If I'm going to pick somebody 18, 20 years older, that's 102 or 4. You know what? I'm so glad I did that at that period of time. And I would encourage you to, if you want to take and do the same thing, it was a blessing to my life as I watched those men who were fulfilling what my Heavenly Father had been teaching me should be a part of fatherhood. But I got to tell you, folks, in these last 10 years, all of a sudden that Heavenly Father has become something very special. You know what I like about it? It says in one portion of Scripture, we can call him Abba Father. That means Papa. Remember being with my biological dad, and we built some good relationships as two adult people as we got to know each other. I had him for 20 years before he passed. But I need to tell you, folks, that was something very special in the fact that we never had any memories of doing any ice cream cone or ball game or little league or any of those kinds of things that so many children have the privilege of today. But you know, we had the privilege of building a relationship as an adult. And I say to you, in your relationship with your dad, make sure you're building an adult relationship. Don't just focus on how he treated you and what it was and so on. That's not important. It just leads us to the Heavenly Father, who will do much more than your earthly father ever did. So, Dad, here I'm going to wrap this up with the idea of one of the things that is the biggest of my Heavenly Father and that you and I need today the most. He's not telling us that he loves us by the gifts he gives us. He's not telling us he loves us by the comfort that he is to us. He's not telling us that. You know what he's really telling us? Our Heavenly Father is our example of love. What the Father has done for us. I came across this in my studies, this statement, and I liked it because I identified it. Love is one of the greatest motivators in the world. When someone loves you, it gives you a hope and a strength. When you feel unloved or rejected by someone you love, it'll devastate you. And there's people under the hearing of my voice this morning. When you think of your dad, it's a love thing. But there's others under the hearing of my voice this morning. When you think of your dad, it's not about love. It's about anger and about hate and that kind of stuff. And that's not good. It devastates us, he says. It devastates us. All through human love, although human love is wonderful, God's love is far greater. That's what I wanted to get you to see. If you never felt loved by your earthly father, if your earthly father never told you he loved you, he never expressed that to you, our Heavenly Father has expressed that love. And he's expressed it how much more than our earthly father even ever could. Listen to what he says through the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and what is the length and what is the height and what is the depth, and to know the love of Christ, the love of God the Father, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to the fullness of God. I love that. He's saying, you know what? Don't just dwell on your childhood and complain. Through your childhood, what happened to me, I trust, can happen to you. That when you become a Christian, you can understand your Heavenly Father. And you can come to that place to realize that your Heavenly Father really loves you. And he wants you to know that he loves you. And he does it in so many ways. And you can't even measure it. It's beyond our comprehension. Remember the disciples Jesus named John? The disciple Jesus had named John. It is said of him many times in the scripture, he was leaning on the bosom of Jesus. He always wanted to sit next to Jesus. He always wanted to be close to Jesus. And there he is leaning against the Lord Jesus. Even when it was referred to him later, it was referred to the disciple Jesus loved. Well, he loved all of the disciples, but this one was so special because he was receiving that love. Judas didn't receive that love, but John did. And later in the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, John writes these words. Listen to what he says. See how great the love of the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. And such we are. We are called the children of God. And we are his children. That's because of God's great love showered upon us as a son or a daughter. That's special. If your dad didn't do that to you, your Heavenly Father tells you, I want to do it. There's another way that this is said. It said the reason for us to understand this love, he said, see what great love the Father has lavished upon you. This Heavenly Father has lavished you in love. You see, that's what the disciple John was feeling in that closeness to Jesus. And when we get close to this Heavenly Father, we'll feel that lavish love. He's just overwhelmed us and flooded us over with love. So the word dad on this Father's Day for this weekend, we need to learn from our Heavenly Father that we are to love. We are to say we love. We are to lavish love upon those that we call our children. Just as our Heavenly Father has done that for us. This great attitude of love in the home with our children. I believe dads should bring this love from their heart to their kids. So, Dad, I'm going to challenge you today. Make sure sometime today you tell your kids, I love you. I love you. And that's so important. I like what it tells us a couple other times in the word, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. We want our children to come to know God. We got to let them know that we love them because God loves them. And here's the one I like the best. We love God because he first loved us. I want you to take that to heart, Dad, as a daddy. Your children will love you when you first love them. And your Heavenly Father will love you all along the journey. May God bless dads today, and may he minister to you and meet your every need according to God's will. I got a song we're going to close with. It's talking about the idea that dads need to be the leader in the home, and dads need to bring about the results of that great love. God bless you, Dad. Happy Father's Day.
And see my wonderful life, almost perfect from the outside. In picture frames, I see my beautiful wife, always smiling, but on the inside, oh, I can hear her saying, lead me with strong hands, stay. Saying